He's going on the Gemara and Brachas over here. The Gemara and Brachas speaks about Ma'im Fakoyin Neshma Ba'arvis. The Gemara gives a camera different Zmanim. How to be Matchin, to be Boychin, when the Zman to begin Krishma Shabarvis is. So the first one is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mishnah Kihanim Nechnasim Lechel Mitzramasim. That's the Mishnah, famous Mishnah, when the Kihanim come and they eat the Tumma. That's what we find the Braise brings down Kama Vakama Shinas. First the state, Mishnah. When the Ani goes in to eat, pas b'melach, is bread with salt. That's one shear. Another shear, mishal shabli yodim nechnosam lechol, piton b'arvi shabosir. When they go in to eat the pas erev Shabbat Kodesh, by the seed from Shabbat Banacht. Then you have mishal shabli yodim nechnosam lehusay, when people go in to eat the suda. So the Kohen, Tzedakah Kohen is trying to be masbir what all these ideas mean. Why the Gemara has all these different shiurim and zachin and how are we masbir all these things and then even avoid Hashem and get the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. Yes, we're speaking about Krishna. Krishna is Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. So all these shiurim, instead of the Gemara saying a shear in the day, like shkia, teis, like chavim, whatever it is, shkia v'chame, we happen all these different things, each of different in yonim, which are negeya to kabbalah or malchus shemayim. Let's begin the shtickle over here. Take the shtickle as well. Man kish metodi b'man achila. The Mishnah of the Reish Brachit, v'sham b'raith on the base. Right, Mishnah brings down, man kish metodi b'achila. Everything that any shear that the Mishnah or the Braitha Lamed Beis speaks about is all the negeah in Yonah from Achila. Shasha Kianim Chosom Lechol Lechol B'Tzomoson, Shasha Oni Nichnas Lechol Pita B'Melach, Shnei Adam Nichnas Lechol Pita Ma'ar V'Shabot. Everything is talking about food. What's the Indian that is Mark Krishna has told you everything in Achila? You know that Taka Achila takes plays a special role by Klal Yisrael, sometimes a little too much. But what's the Indian from Krishna that everything is told in this manam of Achila? He says as well, ki achile hikiyeh machayim. Kach kabbalah tzor malchus shemayim. So tzaddik HaKohen is mad because achile is kiyeh machayim. Achile is what gives the person sustenance, sustains the person, what gives them chiyeh, it gives them life. The person has to eat in order to survive. Kiyeh machayim is the kiyeh of all of the whole breed. Everything evolves around achile. Human beings have to eat. Behemoth b'chayis, voices have to eat. Dogim have to eat. Even plants have to eat. Everything has to eat. Has to have water, has to have achila, has to have achila. The idea of achila is the kiyam of the world. The world was created that everything evolves around achila. The kach kabbalah tzor malchus shemayim. Same thing as kabbalah tzor malchus shemayim, that the kiyam of a ruchni is of a person. The person has to be the kabbalah upon himself, or malchus shemayim, in order to have a kiyam. He adds on even more. Kamosh achila ku'udam is baboyke uve'erev. The person has to eat in the morning and at night. That's derech ha'olam, you eat in the morning and in the evening. That's why the person has to eat. Kach kabbalah tzor malchus shemayim. Same thing, kabbalah tzor malchus shemayim has to be by boi kubere. Shach b'kob kumecho. You have to be mekabel tzor malchus shemayim tzai by night. Like we spoke in the previous shtiklach. Zman shchive and all the, everything that, you know, that pertains to that. Tzai by yoy. So boi kem. Okay, the Mamsha Chazoy. It says, Umandi Yalif Me'oni, the first sheet of the Gemara is, the Braise, Shosha Oni Nichnas Lechon Pita B'Melach. Which means that the sheet is totally in the Achila from an Oni. He says, Me'oni B'Dash. Das, the first could be an Oni as well. She'ein Loi Ne'er Lechor Ein Eisich Loi. Person doesn't have, only b'da'at, someone that doesn't have the knowledge, doesn't have the koich ha'da'at of his, ain't a ne'er l'hoi, ain't a sichloi. Doesn't have a ne'er to light up the seichel, ain't a sichloi. In the ma'er b'achid ha'pshute. In the ma'er b'achid ha'pshute. And only the marshal doesn't have the amount of food that Oshie has. In the ma'er, he's a ma'er b'achid ha'pshute. He starts eating earlier, right? That's his ma'er. The shia of only nichtas l'ashal pizza v'melach is an earliest man. Then when the Oshir goes to eat a proper suda, the Oshir. Why? Because the Oni doesn't have the Noni doesn't have the amount of food, right? So he says, just like in Gashmius, Noni that is Nemaya Bachila, Nemaya Nevachila, and he's not Kaveya Suda properly at the same time as an Oshri is Kaveya Suda. So too, the same thing is also by Ruchnius, Noni Bedaf. It doesn't have Oner, Lohori Ein Estichla, he doesn't have the Koyach of Ruchnius to be Meir Ein Estichloi. But it's also Mamar. Kach Kavos Al Marach Shemayim, the Pshitis, is Kalidash Oichel Ak Pasno Melach. There's a concept called a person of the Kabbalah Al Marach Shemayim, the Pshitis. Not any Cheshboinus. He doesn't have Yoyse Chochme, he doesn't have a lot of. But his Kabbalah Al Marach Shemayim is the Pashtis Mamish. The Kabbalah Al Marach Shemayim was the Pashtis. That's the first step of Kabbalah Al Marach Shemayim. Chad Mandoma, he says, next Mandoma, if he doesn't go Bosa on, he goes to Bosa Roi Bnei Odom. He goes after Roi Bnei Odom. The Gam came, he says, Einai Torech Tahare, Ak Mishin Ez Ksaf. The Roi Bnei Odom, not talking about Tzadikim, not talking about Kriyan, we're talking about Roi Bnei Odom, the simple people, don't need Tahare before they eat. They don't need Tahare before they eat. They eat Dafkakyanim or Makhazam Tahara, right? Or Tamit Rechomim. Or some people that don't eat Tahara when they eat. But you need a little bit more sickness. They have a little bit more of a Yishuv Hadas. Just a second, one second. So those people also, they don't need the Mehiris as fast as an army. But they have a little bit more of Yishuv Hadas, a little more Mesilas. There's a little bit more patience. The Yishuv Hadas before they eat, so Sotu and Ruchni is also. The Indian of Kabbalah and Marach Shemayim is a little bit of an understanding, a little bit of a musig of what it means. Actually, yeah, Ne'ah Hashem Nishmas Odom made Einei Sichlam. Until you had the Ne'ah Hashem Nishmas Odom, the Ne'ah Hashem of the Neshama, their Ne'ah is Meir Einei Sichlam. It's Meir the Seichel, the Einei Sichlam. So we have over here two b'chinas. We have over here the b'china of an Ani, that's in Kabbalah Zalim HaShemayim, is Mamish B'Pshitas. And then we have the b'china of regular people. They don't need Tahara Mamish. They don't have to. They don't need Mamish Tahara, but Al-Kabbalah, they have some sort of Yishuv Hadas before they eat. So these are the two types of the first two b'chinas of Kabbalah Zalim HaShemayim that we have. Is the Kabbalah Al Marach Shemayim Mamish Bepshitas. And the Kabbalah Al Marach Shemayim with a little bit of Achara. It's a build-up over here. We'll understand a little bit better. When we finish the stick, we'll understand a little bit better what he's saying. There's a Musik over here. He calls it Ne'ah Hashem Nishmas Odom. He refers to the Tzvetim Apostle Gemishtam. He refers to the Nisham of a person. But they have the Ne'er Hashem Nishmas Odom. Every Yiddish in the Shema has a Lichtigkeit, has a Ne'er that lights up his Neshama. But sometimes a person has Mamish with simplicity. His Ne'er lights up with the pasture of Arani Cheshboinus. And that's enough for some people. For some people, they have a little bit more of a Hasoga, a little bit more of understanding. So their Kabbalah Zalim HaShem Shemayim has to also be with a little bit more of a Hasoga. So maybe they have a certain drop more of achonah. They have a little bit more with achonah. These are the first two madregas of Kabbalah Al Marach Shemayim. Then he begins the chat mandoma of kibbalei leShabbos. Another mandoma at kibbalei leShabbos. The third cheat over there is that when people go in to eat pitom be'arav Shabbos. He says, what's the mind of Leil Shabbos? Shakol muchem neboid yoyim. Everything is prepared neboid yoyim. Everything is prepared neboid yoyim. The day the Krishma Shal Arvis, it's enough. For Krishma Shal Arvis, it's enough. Ha'achono shmeboid yoyim. Ha'achono that person has neboid yoyim. Ha'achono that person has neboid yoyim.
Eine Sache kann nach Heres. Leil Shabbos, the person comes to eat the Shabbos Suda, no preparation for the Suda. Everything's prepared ready for Erev Shabbos. Oye ba yoyim ha-shish ve-chinyo ha-shish ve-yu. The person has to prepare the Suda of Erev Shabbos, and that's it, everything is ready. So, when Leil Shabbos, when a person comes in, everything is mukhim b'boi diyoy. That's another type of Kabbalah Zolom HaShemayim, that a person has a chono, prepares b'boi diyoy. Throughout the day, a person does the ma'isim that he does, and that in itself, a person does certain ma'isim, and that in itself should be a person should be enough. All the things that he does, all the tovus, mitzvahs, Torah, tefillah, things that he does, Hashem Shemayim, all these things, it's enough of achana. All he could do, right away he can go and say Krishna. Right away he doesn't need any more achana. He goes and says Krishna because he has already the obvious and the pulled that is clay ma'isim, that his hands, his feet, everything have been doing. That in itself puts him in a situation that he's already ready for Kabbalah Zolom HaShemayim. Same concept of as the Suda Leil Shabbos. There is no Achonah. Leil Shabbos is no Achonah whatsoever. It's just the atmosphere of Shabbos is already there, automatically. As you say, it's based on the Meir Shemayim, it says Mekam HaMekam HaMekamim. Why we say Mekadosh Yisrael HaZanim? And on Shabbos, we say Mekadosh HaShabbos, because Mekadosh HaShabbos doesn't need Yisrael. Kudosh HaShabbos comes from the Etem, from the Etzem Kedusha, that the Yoyim Kegorim, as opposed to his mom, that's telling the Achon of a person. That's telling the Achon of a person. The Meir says, in the Meir, Kedusha Shabbos comes automatically. The person is in the spirit, in the Ruach, of doing things with Shem Shemayim, in the Ruach of doing Torah, of learning Torah, the Mekayim Mitzvah, automatically is Mekayim Mitzvah, Mekayim Mitzvah, that's already in the Ha'im Adregi. First Madrega is the cheetah's mamish, the tmimis, without any understanding, without any asoga whatsoever, is the Kabbalah Mas Shemai. That is another than the other people that have a stickle, they have a stickle asoga, they have a stickle monkey. And what Kabbalah Shemai, they prepare themselves a little bit better, a little bit more Yishavadav, a little more of understanding, a little bit more. They have Madrega, you don't have to prepare because they're already there. They're already in the Musik, they're already in the concept of but doing the right thing for the Yiboyish Moilam, they're already connected. The whole concept of a mitzvah is Be'etzem, the whole concept of a mitzvah is Be'etzem, Hashem and Shonim and Mitzvah, Yisrael, Yitzivonim, B'mekayim, Yisrael, and Hashem. B'mekayim, the mitzvah of the Yiboyish Moilam. That's all concept of a mitzvah. Right, a person knows mitzvahs. So maybe he's in an atmosphere of emunah, the atmosphere of being the kaimer of Hashem. That in itself gives him already the proper achon of the kabbalah of Masa Shemayim, which is already a step above. They have the marshal from Tassemis. He says the ma'aseh. Tassemis, I think it was maybe it was a Malamed of his that once met him. He was young when he became Rebbe. He was young. So he asked him, "How is it shaykh that he is so young? He became a Rebbe and the Chidushim was a godly soul when he was much older. How is that shaykh?" He said, "He gave a marshal of a mountain. Someone that climbed up a mountain." And they so they got to the top. It took them a very, very long time. So they asked him. They finally reached the top. They finally came to the top of the mountain after many months of climbing. They saw over there other people over there, and they saw a little kid over there. They asked the little kid, "How did you get to the top of the mountain? How's the shaykh?" So he said he was born on top of the mountain. That's where he was born. This is the mystic that someone's there already. Someone that's already, he lives already in the moon. He lives already in the day. The moon's alone. That's where he's busy with all day. Even the Dvarim Gashmim that he does. But Hashem Shemayim, like the Sunni Shulchan Aruch, Kol Ma'aseichem Hashem Shemayim, called the Chech De'eyus, so made automatically, he's connected to the moon's alone. And maybe, yeah, that's the best achonah that he has, Kabbalah Zolom HaShemayim. That's the fifth madrega of Erev Shabbos. He says, the fourth thing about halacha, what's halacha l'maaseh, is m'kayhaneh. What halacha l'maaseh, he says, is from kayhaneh. שושה כיהן נכנוס ומלך לו בתרמוסם. שהם הבטלונים מכל עניון העולם הזה, ואת הבטלונים פעמוד עניון העולם הזה, שאין להם על איזה קטרידה, they only have איזה קטרידה. כיהן is a symbol of people that are איזיק אין עניונם עולם, איזיק עטוי לממש, איזיק אומי עניונם רוחניאס, כמו שכף ורמם, סייטו לחסמית ויובל, ודאפס שייבד לגז על הבא, שייבד לגז מופיש, and set aside to avoid את השם, ודאפס שייבד לגז, סיבול, נשיב לגז את המות, ודאפס שייבד לגז, אינם לגז שפוש כדגז, That's what he's doing all day. That's what Kihanim is for life. But for Shosha Kihanim, Mechnos, Mechel, Betzim, Chazom. There's man that's already a whole different type of Kabbalah on Masa Shemaim. Chayin Shemati, he's even gone, he hurts in the Meir Shloich also, such a concept of Kihanim. We'll get to that in a minute. But Chilosim, Kredit Hashem, Achidah from Kihanim, Kredit Hashem, the Tzichim Tahari, and they need Tahari Mamish. Kihanim, when they eat something, they eat that, Geen die kachel krishma is ook bezig. De krishma, of de kaart van krishma. Met de madrege, like kriyanim. Then you need a special type of vachon, if it comes on Mas Shemaim. And on that, you have the gemoyd, that we did in the previous stikkel, nisne, vanoit liyodov, koidim, kwa shikraf to lul pirushoi. That's what the gemoyd says, the reutel, the kabel, the vodem, al chashmaim shleime, as in the last 2 weeks, is yifna v'yitl yodov, v'yitl krishma, before krishma, you have to have a yifna v'yitl yodov. So let's just elaborate a little bit on the last tickle, which is the ikke type of kabbalah zal mach shemayim that a person. Let's elaborate a little bit on the last type of kabbalah zal mach shemayim. The mesh leich over here. There's no phase of tickle that the Kohen is referring to, but it's kind of the tickle from mesh leich, which is similar. Similar to this idea. Here the card of the second drug is the next word like this. Captain of Krishna is a gili of a havar out of the boys from the client. So that's what Krishna is all about. And when we say Krishna, the makir. We recognize that oil. The Havid Abbas and the Rebbeinu Shloim, we recognize that oil. Because Krishma listens to the Rebbeinu Shloim, Lom Shema Yisrael Hashem, like Anishan Azot. And he's makir, before that we say Abbas Oilam, Havid Abbas, before that, because the Abbas and the Rebbeinu Shloim, that is Galda, on the day that the Yidna Mekabal Oilam Al Hashemai. The Havid, the mutual Havid between the Rebbeinu Shloim and Shema Yisrael. What we refer to Mikam Chisol Gayas, or Statech. That's what Krishna is all about. So he says, Me'im is like Koyde Mishma Ba'arvis. Arvis is by night, when there's a man of Choshech. When there's a man of Choshech, he says, Bishtalim by Yoim, by daytime, when there's Oya Shemesh, when there's light. So a person, it symbolizes that a person can clearly recognize the Lichtigkeit from the Havar Rabbah, from the Rebbeinu Shloim to Klal Yisrael. But by night, when it's the beginning of Arvus, the beginning of Choshech, and many times a person doesn't recognize that Lichtigkeit that the Rebbeinu Shloim has, the Havar Rabbah, the Eibishter has for Klal Yisrael. So how can that person recognize it? He can recognize it through the Kehanim. Mishom Shekehanim Nechmusam Lechel B'Trimusam, he recognizes it through the Kehanim, he can recognize it. How is that? So in Chedekal is not Mazbi so well, this Nekuda. What happens by the Kehanim? All he says is that we see, the fact that we see the Kehanim, the fact that we see that the Kehanim wait for this moment to eat the Truma. In other words, the Tahara from the Kehanim only happens at night. The Tahara from Tshuma only happens at night, the Maaseh, right? You have to wait till Erev Shemesh, you have to wait till at night, right? That's what the whole idea of Mishom Shekehanim, Nechnus Alech B'Tzimuzan is, you have to wait till at night. But this Tahare that happens at night is a simon that in the Choshech, in the Arvis, you can still accomplish a certain Tahare. So Chedek Beis you have a little bit more of a stickler explanation in this concept of the year. Also, Mesechtes Brachos. He says as well, this is what he says. Second. He says like this, the sin for the Kehanim. The concept that the Tahara from Kehanim happens at night, the Choshech, by night, is because the Koyach of Kehanim is, the Koyach of Kehanim is to be Meyez HaChoshech, the light of the Chashkes. Don't say Imam from the Shtickle over here, but the Mesiyankin speaks about it also. Between all these three pieces together. The Koyach of Kehanim is Behoyez HaChoshech, that's the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, the light of the Chashkes. Right, the Beis HaMikdash was the Mokam of his Galut of the Shechina Kedoshe. And the Koyin has a Koyach, the Kehanim have a Koyach through the Avoidah, the light of the Choshech, state in places of the Kamadach Tchinis, that brings down, as the Yidin, when they came to the Beis HaMikdash, and they saw the Avoidah of the Kehanim, especially the Avoidah of the Koyin Gadol, they were there to reach a Gevaldik Madrega for Yer Shemayim. Because they saw the Avoidah of the Beis HaMikdash was more Yer Shemayim. If a person is in the matzav of Choshech, of darkness, that he believes that there's a higher rabbi from the Rebbe Shalom Yisrael, soul, but he's not margish, he doesn't feel it, he doesn't recognize it, he just has the emunah pshuta. Through the Kehanim, by attaching yourself, applying yourself to the man of the Kehanim, and being the Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim, then you can identify, recognize more clearly this higher rabbi that the Rebbe Shalom has for Klal Yisrael. That's why the halacha l'maaseh is that the man of Kishmish Alav is Mishal Shakehanim, Nichnas Alechel B'Trim Alson, because the man of the Kehanim is the man that we want to attach ourselves to. Because the Kehanim are that's the man that they're the hired when they go eat Truma. You see this concept also of the Gabi Krishma also. That we read Krishma by this man. When the Rebbe Shlom is saying Krishma also. We want to say Krishma, same time the Rebbe Shlom is calling Krishma on the mind. Why? Because it's more our Krishma at the same time as his Krishma, it's more that Indian for the Krishma for the Rebbe Shlom. Same thing with Kehanim also. That the Rish Tate in the 30 Shom writes about this. We say Krishma at the same time as the Rebbe Shlom. Why? Because we want to apply ourselves to the Indian of Krishma for the Rebbe Shlom. Same thing is also with Kehanim, Machilas Atruma. We want to learn Krishma the same time the Kehanim eat that Truma. Because we want to apply ourselves to the Tahare that the Kehanim have in the Chashchis. We want to apply ourselves to the Abba Rabba, but the Rebbe Shloilom in the Gala through the Kehanim to us. And that's why we read Krishma this man, Mishosh Kehanim Mechlov. But what we have over here is also, we have over here the different manim, the Misakim, but we have over here the different manim of Krishma. We have the simplest manim of the Amun Epshut of the Tmimus of Eden, the Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim, the Tmimus. And then we have with a little bit more of Yishvadas, and we have with a little more of Yishvadas, and then we have this man of the person is making himself through a chon of through everything that a person does, like we saw in the previous ayatis, a person through all the uvdas and pulls that he does, even the gashmitik and pulls he does in Shem Shemayim, that puts him into a situation that he's already ready for Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim. And finally, we have the Madrega Hal Yoyna, which is the Madrega that we try to attach ourselves to, is the Shosha Kehanim Nechlos Mechel Trimoso. It's the concept of Kehanim eating Tume, is the concept, is the ultimate Olam Al Chashamayim. The ultimate Kabbalah Olam Al Chashamayim is the Kabbalah Olam Al Chashamayim of the Kehanim, the Zman of the Kehanim. It's called in Chazal Olam Al Chashamayim Shleimer. A person is Yifne, Vitul Yodov, like you saw in the previous Oys. A person detaches himself from all in Yonam of Olam Hazeh, Yifneh Vitul Yod, you're washing yourself off from all the Negis of Olam Hazeh, and he tries to be a little bit attached himself to Shevet Levi, the Koich of Kehanan, the Dovrik and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to be Oisik in Yonam of Ruchniyat, and Agaponim to say Krishma at that moment where there's an Galus of Ahav Rabbit in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to Klal Yisrael. That's why that I was one of Krishma. That's the secret from this stickle from the coin. That's he finishes off. This never not the other of koydim kamo shakat lo l'pirushoi, which is the ikir form of Kabbalah Olam Al Chashamayim. So I want to finish off over here. That's Yosef over here in the Kachas Yosef. And he has a long shtickle about this Nakuda. He brings out the Meshaloyach, I believe. He brings out the Meshaloyach as well. And he says, Azoy, he says, he brings down Azoy. There's a Pasuk in Tehillim made by Mithmina Ashrei Tifchas Zekarev. Ashrei Tifchas Zekarev. He says, Ashrei, Yehibshu was Boichan Avram Avinu. But he wasn't Makarev. Avram Avinu had to be Makarev himself on his own initiative to the Bonish Loyal. Same thing happened with Yankee Avinu also. The Yehibshu was Boichan Yankee Avinu. But he was Makarev himself to the Yehibshu. But Ashrei Tifchas Zekarev, the Klaizol Kayoim, is Tifcha Usikarev. The Yehibshu is Boichan us, the Yehibshu is Makarev us as well. He says, this Nekuda is the Nekuda of Kehanim. This is the Nekuda of Kehanim, or the Avoid of Kehanim. The Kehanim had this Kayach that the Eibishter was Boich and Klal Yisrael, and then Megala also, how the Eibishter is Makar of Yidin as well. The Eibishter is Megala, Amor the Gehav Rabbah to Klal Yisrael. Through the Kehanim, we see this in Galus. In the Mele, the aim is like Koyin Meshma Ba'arvis. The person sometimes is lacking that clarity. He's not Margish as Gehav Rabbah, the Eibishter has to Klal Yisrael. Die Mekabel Olam HaShemayim. At this man, Mishal Shakyanim Nachnosam Lechem Trumosam. Shal Shakyanim eat the Trumim. Shal Shakyanim are eating the Trumim and they reach the Madreg of Tahare. Bach Oishach. Over there you see a Moridika light in the darkness of by night. And that light, in Megal Deklai, you saw the Moridika Ahav Rab, the Ebishtah of the Tahar Yisrael. And then we see Ashrei Tzidcha, Utsikore, the Ebishtah of Boichem the Eden, and the Ebishtah of Mekar of Eden as well. That's part of the stick. They have a huge, a very long arichas. They have the medrash. That's the senior medrash. Shevet Levi, they have the was megale that is two ashrei the ketzlayim. We shall call the bocha bocha boy the kirvoy. They are Aaron the Levi from Shevet Levi. The Ebrister was mekarev. Ebrister was boicher and Ebrister was mekarev. That's what we say. Talking the tefillah from after the chaton mekol ha'amim. Ebrister was boicher. Klai from mekol ha'amim. Not just that, it was a half toy son of the Tizabono, Ramamatono, the Gidashtono. Not just that, the Abishta drew us close, the Abishta was Maroimimov, the Kabbish Klal Yisrael, Gidashtono. All these things are Madregis that the Klal Yisrael through the Kehanim see this Nikud, it's not just Atom of Ratono. Shabbat Habon of Kala Amen, not only the Tayyos, the Abishta gave the Tayyos, which they need the Oizim and Aoid, and the Kabbish is the Mayor Shloilam. The Obisak Doishman didn't have this character on the Tayyak Doishman. And they on their own account, the Mekayim call it Tayyar Kula, their own account of Mekayim themselves. But we have the Ashrei Tzidcha of Sekarev, the Ashrei the Kiflayim, like the Medrash says. Well, that is an opportunity to take a look at the first tickle of the Tzeres Yosef, the Zecht of Drachas. It's a beautiful tickle. So the old Obis Akdashim, yeah, the Tzeres that they had was a lack of clarity. Even in the Tzeres of Akedah, which they took a look at, is after Klaya, Loi Meidah, the lack of clarity. That's the concept of the feelings. And Klal Yisrael today, we also sometimes have a lack of clarity. And that's our Nesoyim. We recognize with the lack of clarity that we have to learn from Shevet Levi. And Shevet Levi is not a lot of Shevet Levi, like Rambam says. No Shevet Levi will not. Every person can apply himself to it. Through that, we can understand that the Rosh Hashanah is Makarev, Tifcha Usikarev, and every single Yid, Kalech, and Yechot, every single Yachot, and the person can be properly. The Makabal upon himself, Olamal Hashemayim, Shleimah, by being Yifner, Yipul Yodov. This is better than a finishing off the previous Oish. Pretty much what he's saying is that the idea of being Makabal Olamal Hashemayim, Shleimah, is our ultimate Kabbalah Olamal Hashemayim. And there are Madregas of Kabbalah Olamal Hashemayim that are less than that. The person could use those Madregas as well. The Makabal with the Tzmimis, with the Pashtas, the Kabbal with a little bit of Yeshiva Das, and by doing all different types of things, the ultimate Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim is by even there. It is the way Klal Yisrael is trying to be the Kabbal of Malchus Shemayim. The Yifna, the Yodah, the Yikra Kishma, the Yinech Tzvon, the Yikra Kishma, the Yispal.